it's a joy. It's a joy to coach him.
Well, I mean, listen, let's not avoid it. I mean, your name is linked to a lot of stuff because you have turned Stanford around, and it's not the easiest place. Academically, you guys don't take a lot of, you know, guys under a certain level, and to disadvantage it, you're clobbering people. And I saw a recent story that Jim Harbaugh won't go to the Michigan football banquet, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, of course he wouldn't. He's the coach of Stanford. But what do you make of these stories? How do you address them if they come up to your team? How do you address being the hottest property in coaching?
Well, I'm not one of those guys that spends any time on the blogosphere at all. So, the best advice I've ever gotten is from my dad. And that was just coach your team. Just coach the team. And that's what I do. And I don't talk about anybody else's team or anybody else's job, but the one I have, and got a sign on my door that I put up there that says, just coach the team.
By the way, when you first got to Stanford, they built you a new shower, and some Stanford people said, boy, that's an expensive shower for a coach. Nobody's complaining now about the shower, are they?
No, I haven't heard, like a lot of things in this world, it's, there's a story one day, and then there's another story the next. So I haven't heard a lot about it now.
Hey, before we let you go, you have insight to Andrew Luck. It would be hard if he was the number one pick